Is there a second? Motion by Becker, seconded by, say it.
One Andrew more. Did.
Huh?
Laundry.
Laundry. Isn't that what I said upstairs?
No.
Oh,
it's okay.
Supervisor Laundry. Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That carries. Our final petition for the night.
Madam Chair, this is an application for special exception permit number 2012-7. The applicants are Bruce and Ellen Bennett, whose address is 4772 Stone Road, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23457. They hereby apply to the La Crosse County Zoning Commissioner for a special exception permit pursuant to sections 20.42, 20.44, 20.74, and 20.762 of the La Crosse County Shoreland Zoning Ordinance at the following location: Lot 10 and part of Lot 11 of Block 1 of the Lakewood Addition to the Town of Onalaska. And again, the applicant's specific reason for making this request is to perform regrading and re-landscaping activities with a prior land associated with a prior land disturbance. This application is dated the 9th day of August, 2012. So the applicant is Bruce Bennett. Again, the property address is West 7641 County Road, ZB, Onalaska, Wisconsin. And this application was received August 9th of 2012, Madam Chair.
I don't see any Mr. Bennett. Is there somebody representing? Please go up to the podium.
My name is Corey Whitewater, and Bruce is my father, and I'm here representing him. The address, again, is W7641 County Road, ZB. And he just listed some items that I'd like to read off this evening. When you purchased the house in 2004, the side yards and backyard were already landscaped with bricks and timbers. There were also two wooden retaining walls in place, one on each side of the house. He believes the work was done back in the 80s, and it was in pretty bad shape. After several years of trying to keep the weeds out and fix some of the old timbers, he decided to clean up the yard and having the old stuff removed and replaced with sod. The old wooden retaining walls were deteriorating, were replaced with stone walls. There was no change in elevation, just cleaning up the yard and putting in new retaining walls to replace the old ones. I believe there are some pictures that should be in the file, some before and after pictures. The neighbors were supportive of the cleanup effort and even helped to lay the new sod. My father was aware of the need for a permit if the project disturbed more than 4,000 square feet of land. He was not aware that this limit was reduced to 2,000 square feet when the property is near the water. They estimated that this cleanup project would only involve about 2,300 square feet. Therefore, they proceeded with the work without a proper permit. After the project started, it was brought to his attention that he needed a permit, so he met with zoning and land conservation. A permit was issued to complete the work and stabilize the ground with sod. The entire project took less than 3 weeks. My father does regret that he did not get the zoning, but it just never occurred to him that there would be additional considerations for property near water. He did meet with the Town of Onalaska Board on the 10th and 11th of September. That board recommended approval of the special exemption permit you are considering this evening.
I'm just going to take a minute to look at the pictures?
Yep, no, that's fine.
So he's got a good visual of that. Questions for Ms. Whitewater? Staff?
None.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a question for staff. You've been out there to,
yes,
to view it. Okay, you'll get to that eventually. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor? Anyone else in favor? Anyone else in favor? Anyone opposed to this petition? Anyone opposed? Anyone opposed? We will close the hearing portion. Mr. Sampson.
We have four pieces of correspondence, Madam Chair. One is an email from Melissa Urban with the Town of Onalaska, dated and received Thursday, September 13th, 2012. Hi, Nathan. As for the Bruce Bennett, the Planning Commission and the Board approved his after-the-fact and reconstruction of his deck unanimously. Now, if I could just add to that, Mr. Bennett is applying for a variance to construct an upper-level deck that will not meet the minimum rear yard setback. That will be heard at the upcoming Board of Adjustment hearing. Okay. So that's scheduled.
Okay.
and that's what she's making reference to. We received an email from Matt Hanawal with the La Crosse County Land Conservation Department, dated and received Thursday, September 20th, 2012. States, Nate, here's the erosion control permit for special exception permit number 2012-07. The site has been stabilized with seed and matter sod. No further action on our end will be required. Bruce has been very cooperative in these matters. Sincerely, Matt. And we have the DNR correspondence that was read at the prior, for the prior special exception permit, just making reference to that. And one final email from our County Highway Commissioner, Ron Chamberlain, dated and received today. It states the Highway Department has no concerns. Thank you for the opportunity to review. Staff recommendations. This is an after-the-fact application for grading and filling. The application was made after the land disturbance had occurred and as the result of an enforcement inspection. The site has been stabilized and reseeded, and the applicant has received an erosion control permit from the Land Conservation Department. Staff recommendation is approval subject to only two conditions. Number one, the special exception permit applies to the initial site disturbance, regrading, very limited filling and restoration already completed by the applicant. A required shoreland land use or special exception permit shall be required for any future filling, grading, or other land disturbance that exceeds thresholds requiring issuance of said permits. Number two, this permit expires immediately following its approval. No further recommendations.
Thank you. The applicant understands the condition. Thank you. Conditions. Committee.
I would move for approval.
Motion by Weir, seconded by Jerome to approve with the two conditions. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That is carried. Okay. I'll take a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
So moved.
Speak again.
Motion by Laundrie. Did I do it right? Yay. Seconded by Weirs to adjourn the hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? I'll take a motion to reconvene into our business portion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Laundrie, seconded by Becker to reconvene into our business portion.